tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. Everything is coming into crystal clear focus now. The New World Order's designs for us, their long-planned war, has now gone hot. But like every science fiction comic book movie you see, how do people become superheroes? Oh, they fall in toxic waste, or they get bit by a spider that's radioactive, or they get a deadly vaccine and they mutate and turn into a superhuman. Most people won't turn into superhumans. They'll die. But out of this mass manipulation, this mass mutation program, they know that they get some really bizarre mutations in cows, in pigs, in rats, in guinea pigs, in sheep. And they've also now done it in China to humans. And so this is a mass experiment on us to cause mass mutations that can then be studied by the globalists to get life extension technologies, to find the Lazarus gene, to find the immortal cell lines. Those are all real things I just mentioned.
Chinese scientists create GMO superdogs. A group of Chinese scientists say they are the first researchers to have used a breakthrough gene editing technology to successfully double the muscle mass of dogs. For this new research, the scientists used 65 beagle dog embryos, focusing in on genes encoded for myostatin, a protein that inhibits muscle growth. By injecting the enzyme complex CRISPR-Cas9 into the embryos, the objective was to knock out the myostatin genes in the dog's DNA. With myostatin out of the way, the beagle's muscles can grow to new extremes.
In 2018, Hei Junkui announced the birth of the world's first CRISPR-modified babies, twin girls known only as Lulu and Nana.
I understand my work will be controversial, but I believe family need this technology.
There was outrage.
In a chilling op-ed, the U.S. Intel chief has warned that China could be breeding genetically modified soldiers.
And the fact that they're trying to use gene editing tools to change the nature of human beings is not surprising, because this is who they really are. And we had that similar experience, did we not? With Nazism and that authoritarian regime trying to conduct human experiments to do the very same thing.
This globalist runaway, breakaway civilization, the scientific takeover, has been beta testing for decades. Now they've gone live. And this is definitely the big one. I knew they had some plans to release bioweapons, scare us, lock us down for a while, and then incrementally release bioweapons that were more deadly to slowly cull our numbers. They've decided to just go all the way with this, with delayed kill operations. And now, again, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, head of vaccines, head of allergy development, they said, I'm sorry, I was always a mainline guy, but I've reverse engineered this. And this is a poisonous gene therapy that is going to start shutting everybody's livers down within 6 months to 1 year. And it's also going to cause brain plaques, and it's also going to attack the babies in utero, and it's the end of humanity. That's the former chief scientist, former Pfizer VP. Your government is lying to you in a way that could lead to your death. That's a quote. And Wu Dargan, he wrote a big letter on December 1st begging Europe not to approve any of the vaccines, not the virus vectors, not the Pfizer, not any of it, because they all do the same thing. And it got almost no attention, and they filed an injunction, and the EU just brushed it aside. But now what he said in that report in December, here we are 4 months later, and everything they talked about.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity,
of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 13th of April, 2021. We're going to begin, as we always do here on American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. We're going to start with the Daily Dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 13th of April, 2021, second night of unrest after fatal police shooting of Duante Wright outside Minneapolis. Trouble broke out again during a second night of protests outside police headquarters in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, a day after the city's officers shot and killed 20-year-old black man Duante Wright during a traffic stop. A lot of misinformation spreading about this, but true or not, the riots will continue. Foot Locker was one of the stores targeted for destruction because of justice, you know. Foot Locker looted again despite $200 million in donation to Black Lives Matter causes. Foot Locker stores in Minnesota were looted and trashed once again despite the company having donated $200 million to Black Lives Matter causes in the last year. That's what you call paying for your own destruction, you fools. Meanwhile, Google is not, you know, they don't want people to know about this. They're doing their best they can to hide what's happening. In fact, they're shadow banning searches for, quote, riots today following violent unrest in Minnesota amidst another night of violent unrest in Minnesota. Google is effectively shadow banning searches for riots today, despite other search engines providing links to stories about the riots when the same search term is used. Lou Krudowski shows a little compilation of results from DuckDuckGo. If you search riots today, it comes up with all of the chaos going on in Minneapolis. But if you search riots today in Google, what you get is a bunch of nonsense about January 6th, about the Brixton riots 40 years ago, about, again, January 6th. So there you go. The riots will continue, but the overlords at Google will decide whether or not you get to know about them. The response to this has been as predictable as it is outrageous. Squad member Rashida Tlaib demands no more policing at all. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, a member of the so-called squad of extreme left representatives, tweeted Monday that there should be no more policing as riots erupted in Minnesota following the shooting of Duante Wright's Wright by cops. She declared that the incident in which Wright was shot, quote, wasn't an accident, and that, quote, policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. That's right. When a black woman police officer thinks she's shooting her taser, but instead fires a bullet into a fleeing criminal, that's obviously evidence of racism by white people. This is how stupid these people are. But it's not just them. Remember, it's everyone. Weirdly enough, retailers are urged to rethink police calls for low-level crimes after George Floyd's death. That's right. George Floyd died in police custody after a corner store clerk reported that he'd used a fake $20 bill, a nonviolent offense so low-level the police usually don't take people to jail for it. Now, as the trial over his death continues to unfold, criminal justice reform experts – let me read that again. Criminal justice reform experts, far leftist ideological psychopaths, it should probably say, and diversity specialists, that maybe is an appropriate label, are hoping that the case will prompt retailers from small businesses to major chains to reassess how they treat black and other minority customers and how they can handle loss prevention cases more equitably. That's right. Criminal gets killed in police in a police conflict. We should get rid of police. Another black criminal gets killed after committing a crime. What if we just stop punishing people for crimes? Ah, these people are geniuses, aren't they? God, you know where they come from, right? You know where all these geniuses are bred, born, and molded to destroy your society? Why, it's the Ivy League. Cornell faculty approves a resolution removing race from crime alerts. That's right. Faculty at Cornell University has approved a resolution that would remove a suspect's race from crime alerts, arguing that its inclusion encourages suspicion of black people. Well, gosh, I wonder why that would be. How could this happen? A background document added that black men make up 75% of suspects whose race was identified since January 2019. That is 75% of suspects. Previous alerts, they said, were too vague in their descriptions. What, just because black people are the ones committing crimes, we have to talk about it? No, no, no. We'll hide that fact. We'll obscure that fact. Leave it up to Google and the Ivy League to hide who it is committing crimes because, well, it hurts their feelings, I guess. Who knows? Meanwhile, let's move on to some of the vaccine news. Johnson & Johnson vaccine should be paused in the U.S. after extremely rare blood clots, say the FDA and the CDC. Infuriating, they say. Essentially that, Johnson & Johnson now, people are experiencing a rare and severe type of blood clot after receiving the shot. My grandmother took that shot, and now she's having heart troubles. What do you think about that? A mystery under study. This is the headline from NPR.org. How, why, and when COVID vaccines aren't fully protective. In other words, hundreds and hundreds of people are still getting COVID-19 even after getting the vaccine, making it less like a vaccine and more like some sort of weird genetic therapy experiment that doesn't actually protect you. Interesting. This story from Infowars.com. Via Breitbart, UK faces ticking time bomb of missed cancer cases, study claims. The disruption of the coronavirus pandemic has resulted in fewer urgent cancer referrals in England, meaning the cases could be caught too late and result in survival rates going backwards. In other words, because hospitals are not dealing with the normal diseases for which they are ever alert, instead focusing entirely on coronavirus, you will have tens of thousands of people not getting their cancer diagnosis in enough time to save them, and we'll see more and more death as a result of this. Australia as well rules out adding the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to inoculation plans. So that's, two for four, right? Two out of four of the vaccines have now been restricted or limited in some way because they cause severe blood clot reactions. So batting 50%, that's just about what you would expect. But take it or you will be excluded from public life. Biden administration has dropped $3 billion. So NASCAR and country music television can brainwash conservatives into taking the COVID vaccination because obviously these stupid hick white people just aren't being propagandized enough. It's not that they understand the risk and have made an informed decision not to take the vaccine. No, no, they just have to be bombarded with more propaganda courtesy of you, the American taxpayer. In the Netherlands, a man dies minutes after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Hey, that's one of the vaccines that hasn't been limited yet. What do you know? The AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines both been recalled in numerous countries because of their blood clots. Pfizer and Moderna still chugging along, still killing people at an incredibly rapid rate. Florida, meanwhile, reports single-digit COVID-19 deaths for the first time in months. They've been open for more than 6 months at this point. Completely open, no restrictions, no mask orders, and yet they're doing the best out of pretty much all 50 states. A disabled teen was arrested at school for not wearing their mask. That came as a concerned mother was speaking out about her teenage son after he was arrested and handcuffed at his public school for not wearing a face mask during an anxiety attack. Because What, you think these people are human? No, no. We've become machines that now are willing to brutalize our fellow man at the dictates of some uninformed medical nebulous authority. Meanwhile, World War III becomes ever closer to reality. Taiwan reports a record 25 China warplanes entering its airspace. China's J-10 fighter jets during a flight demonstration. They sent 25 military jets into Taiwan airspace, the self-governed islands of Ministry of Defense says, and Beijing tells the U.S. not to, quote, play with fire over the Taiwan issue after Washington gives diplomats freedom to meet Taiwan officials. Also, by the way, the Epoch Times Hong Kong printing press was destroyed by intruders wielding a sledgehammer. This coming to a store near you.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
And continue with this daily dispatch for a second, because there's still some stories that I think you need to know about. Japan is set to release Fukushima-treated radioactive water into the sea. Japan's government decided Tuesday to start releasing treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years, an option fiercely opposed by fishermen, residents, and Japan's neighbors. I'd also say opposed by anybody with an ounce of sense in their head. In fact, GlobalTimes.cn says Japan's unilateral decision to discharge wastewater from Fukushima's nuclear complex into the ocean is extremely irresponsible. Obviously a horrible thing. Meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein has been indicted on sexual assault charges in Los Angeles. He has now been indicted on 11 counts of sexual assault in Los Angeles County, a movement to speed up the process of going to trial by allowing prosecutors to skip a preliminary hearing, this according to the Los Angeles Times. Meanwhile, this is directly in line with everything I've been telling you on this program for the entire time that this program has been on the air. Collusion. Over 100 corporate leaders meet to block election integrity legislation. So this over 100 corporate leaders met virtually on Saturday to discuss how best to attack crucial election integrity legislation being passed at state level. This is, of course, part of what I refer to as the Great Merger, which is the merger of industrial power, industrial magnates, multinational corporations, big tech, the deep state spy state apparatus, as well as many other ultra powerful combines in the world today, joining together to use their economic and media power to force change that benefits them and robs you of the ability to own anything or have any privacy. That's the stated goal of these people. This was organized by Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a Yale University management professor, and Lynn Forster de Rothschild. That's right, Lynn Forster de Rothschild. Remember, she met with Mark Benioff and Pope Francis. I talk about it all the time in a cabal of interested parties discussing the way that they can use their capitalistic manpower to force their dictates on the American people and the people around the world. So not a big surprise that she's involved in this collusionary gathering of 100 massive corporations to oppose voter integrity laws. That's right. Doesn't matter what you, the American people, say, what your legislative bodies pass, they will be extorted and bankrupted if they do not go along with the Great Reset. Try not to curse here. Great Reset bullcrap that's being shoved down our throats. The Energy Secretary Granholm says the definition of infrastructure is evolving to meet the American people's aspirations. Isn't this amazing? If you try to pass voter ID for American elections, if you try to make your voting system a little bit safer, they'll call it voter suppression, and they'll refer to it as that, as if that's actually what you're trying to do. There's like Georgia's voter suppression bill has passed the Senate today. Okay. What? That has nothing to do with what we're doing. Meanwhile, they just change definitions on their side for whatever the hell they want. Oh, we want to give billions of dollars to our ideological, friends, proponents out there in the media and the corporate world. We'll just call it infrastructure and it'll be fine. This is the way definitions work these days. A black journalist has been suspended from Twitter for criticizing Black Lives Matter founders' property spending binge. This is sports journalist Jason Whitlock. He's been locked out of his Twitter account for daring to criticize the Marxist founder of Black Lives Matter, who recently spent millions on four new homes. Whitlock slammed Twitter's actions, emphasizing that Black Lives Matter is one of Big Tech's sacred cows, adding, "I've been harping on the fraudulence and financial grift of Black Lives Matter for years." He says, "I think Twitter may have just been looking for an excuse to deplatform me." As if they need one, they'll deplatform you whether they have an excuse or not. case in point, Orthodox monk banned from Facebook. He says the internet is a major vehicle for the workings of the evil one. Orthodox Christian monk Abbot Tryphon is warning of dark forces that are at work after his banishment from Facebook. After clamping down on conservatives and Trump supporters, Facebook is moving to traditional Christians and crushing their communities under the guise of combating hate speech. Tryphon noted that he was banned from Facebook without Facebook ever mentioning that he had violated their nebulous terms of service. He believes this is a part of a conspiracy to destroy freedom of speech on the internet as part of an ongoing plan to devastate Western civilization. Absolutely true. What did this Orthodox monk say that was so objectionable? They don't even need to tell you. They will just delete you and carry on with their day because they know nobody in power has any ability to fight back against them. Here's an interesting headline. Denmark sees drastic overrepresentation of foreigners in, quote, rape explosion. Whew, after about a quarter of those convicted of rape in Denmark in 2020 were foreigners that lacked Danish citizenship. This marked overrepresentation that has prompted the authorities to pursue deportation whenever possible. More specifically, in 2020, 987 charges were filed for rape throughout the country. That is more than twice as many charges as 8 years ago in 2012, when only 417 charges were filed. Over the same period, the number of convictions has also increased quite markedly. Of the 217 convicted of rape last year, 43 had foreign nationality. In other words, 24%, or just under 1 in 4, lack Danish citizenship. Of them, the biggest group are Syrians, Turks, and stateless persons, which signals clear overrepresentation. In other words, the people responsible for this are none other than the Danish politicians who have allowed these people into their country. You're not protecting your Danish people. And now, what, 217 women have had to pay the price, had the ultimate terror and horror and violation imposed upon them because you want to look nice to the international community. Well done. Hope their sacrifice was worth it. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. You're going to get raped, but I'll be celebrated by the UN, of course. Electrical issues ground dozens of newly delivered Boeing planes. Boeing warned airlines of potential electrical issues in dozens of recently delivered aircraft and a major setback for the plane manufacturer. This, of course, is the latest in a long line of problems with Boeing, which very coincidentally, and I'm not making a connection here, but out of sheer coincidence, I mean it. I mean, there's no connection. I'm just saying. This all started immediately after their drive to create a more diverse workforce. And remember when Boeing Max airplanes were crashing, falling out of the sky, there were leaked comments from Boeing engineers saying that it was designed by monkeys overseen by clowns. This was an extremely racist statement. Of course, Boeing is very proud of their drive for diversity. And just like those poor young women in Denmark that just have to get raped because their leaders are such good liberals. Well, the Boeing leaders are such good liberals, you might die in a fiery plane crash. And that's a sacrifice they're willing to make. And on top of it all, the European Court of Human Rights has now announced there's a major conflict between judges and NGOs, with the primary perpetrator of this being the Open Society Network. That's right, George Soros corrupting your courts. Can you imagine?
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the M4 at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat, I drink too much, I work too much, I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without Winter Sun, without Vitamin Mineral Fusion, without Lung Cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in Winter Sun, and all of them together with amino acids in Vitamin Mineral Fusion and then Lung Cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal, band.video, and InfoWars.com. Folks, right now we have a team on the ground at the border between Texas and Mexico doing groundbreaking work. I just received this breaking upload. Dozens of pregnant illegal immigrants arrive in the dark of night in Texas. We'll show you this video a little bit later in the program. Also later in this program, I will be joined by my guest Chris Nelson, who's the organizer of the Million Maskless March, as well as Artur Pawlowski, who is the Canadian pastor born in Poland, who gained a little bit of well-deserved fame when he decried the jackbooted thugs who were attempting to shut down his church on Easter, decried them as Nazis and communists, very rightfully so, and cowed them into retreat. Truly an incredible and inspiring video, and I'll be very excited to talk to him a little bit later in the program. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I was talking to my friend recently, my friend John. He was saying, you know, I've been watching Tucker Carlson a lot, and he said Tucker Carlson is just InfoWars light. He's just InfoWars in a way that is more acceptable to the mainstream. And I guess that's true. I guess that's exactly what it is. So, you know, you can always go watch Tucker Carlson. You'll get a watered down version of what we do here. You'll get him reporting on stuff that we've reported on a week or more earlier. So if you prefer to be on the forefront, if you prefer to experience this news in a way that does not sugarcoat it, doesn't present it in a professional way, devoid of emotion, where I simply lay out the facts of how they are, but rather with the inspiring, energetic call to action that this type of incredible revelation deserves, maybe go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the true tip of the spear. Now, if you were watching yesterday, prepare to experience deja vu, because I'm about to play a video of Tucker Carlson reading a portion of an ADL essay that I read yesterday. You know, they say InfoWars news, tomorrow's news today. It's literally true in a lot of cases. Literally, you watch InfoWars, you get the information, you get the news, you get it in a perhaps more bombastic style than you see on other platforms. But then you watch those other platforms and you see the same thing the next day, the next week, or the next month, or even sometimes a year later. So here I want to play this video. This is Tucker Carlson, clip number 10, on the great replacement of Americans and pointing out the ADL's hypocrisy, just like I did yesterday. Quit copying my homework, Tucker. Here's the video.
If you heard prominent people talk like this in any other country, you'd be confused. A nation's leadership class admitting they hope to replace their own citizens? It seems grotesque. If you believed in democracy, you would work to protect the potency of every citizen's vote, obviously. You wonder if people even debate questions like this in countries that don't hate themselves, countries like Japan or South Korea or Israel. Go to the Anti-Defamation League's website sometime if you'd like a glimpse of what an unvarnished conversation about a country's national interest might look like. In a short essay posted to the site, the ADL explains why the state of Israel should not allow more Arabs to become citizens with voting rights. Quote, with historically high birth rates among the Palestinians and a possible influx of Palestinian refugees and their descendants now living around the world, the ADL explains, Jews would quickly become a minority within a binational state, thus likely ending any semblance of equal representation and protections. In this situation, the Jewish population would be increasingly politically and potentially physically vulnerable. It is unrealistic and unacceptable, the ADL continues, to expect the state of Israel to voluntarily subvert its own sovereign existence and nationalist identity and become a vulnerable minority within what was once its own territory, end quote. Now, from Israel's perspective, this makes perfect sense. Why would any democratic nation make its own citizens less powerful? Isn't that the deepest betrayal of all? In the words of the ADL, why would a government subvert its own sovereign existence? Good question.
You know, to me, the greater question is, why would an organization that so clearly understands the topic when it comes to Israel hold the exact opposite view when it comes to America? I don't think they're mistaken. I don't think they are confused about this. I think the real question is, why would they advocate so vehemently for the maintaining of demographics in Israel, while simultaneously that very same organization is calling Tucker to be removed from the airwaves for stating the same thing about America? Why the hypocrisy? Why the blatant double standard? Why the targeting of white people? And again, you could say white Americans, you could say heritage Americans, you could say just Americans in general, because it's not just white people, you should know. Every illegal alien that is permitted to come across our border and cast a vote is stealing a vote from an American, whether they're black, whether they themselves are immigrants from India or Mexico or anywhere else. If they've gone through the process and they've become citizens, they're American. White, black, brown, doesn't matter. They're American, and illegal immigrants come in and they dilute the demographic representation of Americans that are here. So it's not really about race, but it actually is, because here we see a collection of just a few, just a smattering, just a little taste of just a few of the headlines that we've seen over the last decade or so from The Observer. Last days of a white world. We're near a global watershed, a time when white people will not be in the majority in the developed world, Britain included. The U.S. will become minority white in 2045, census projects. That's from Brookings Institute. The politics of 2036, when Canada is as brown as it is white. RIP This Britain, with academic objectivity, Oxford professor and population expert David Coleman says white Britons could be the minority by the 2060s or sooner. Scotland, with more diverse, Scotland is more diverse now with doubling of non-white residents. Irish could be a minority ethnic group here by 2050. Norway is greater now than ever before. Population grew 1.3% last year, with immigration accounting for 72% of that growth. Census 2016, milestone passed as Australia becomes more Asian, less European. Frankfurt becomes first German city where natives are a minority. Historic European city Antwerp, now majority minority. White faces will soon be a minority in New Zealand. New figures and statistics from Sweden have found that Swedish children are now or almost a minority in several areas in Sweden. The incredible shrinking population. By 2080, Italians will be a minority in their own nation. White surprisingly chill about becoming a minority. This according to Bloomberg Opinion. With such a huge shift, you might expect more drama. Well, it's basically illegal to protest this, so maybe you don't expect more drama. And then in 40 years, with current demographic trends, the white population in France and the rest of old Europe will recede, creating a Muslim majority, French researchers say. So there's basically not a country in the world where white people are the minority, or, you know, will continue to be the majority 20 years from now, including America, including England, New Zealand, Belgium, Germany, Australia, Norway, Sweden. The list goes on and on. Italy, it just one after another. They all are succumbing to demographic total replacement. And again, it's like you have no idea how much concerted propaganda over decades has caused this result to not only come about, but now it's basically impossible to argue against this, to say, hey, I don't want to be a minority in my own country. Hey, I don't enjoy the fact that there are white countries. I'm not Irish. I don't have any Irish family as far as I know, maybe way back there in the line, because I'm a little bit of a mix of everything. But it's not like some sort of like, oh, my Ireland, I've got to protect my Ireland. No, it's just I don't like to see populations forcibly replaced. I don't care what race they are. I don't care what nationality they are. It's imperialism. It's colonization. It's wrong no matter who's doing it to who. That used to be understood around the world. This should be an easy thing for everybody to understand. But somehow, when it comes to white people, it's like evil to oppose their replacement. I think we have the ADL to thank for that, amongst others. Thank you, ADL.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal here on InfoWars.com. Trying to make sense of the nonsense, I guess. Sense of the bullcrap. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what's going on these days. It's like you almost have to laugh because the other option is violence. We're not allowed to commit violence. No, 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 never. Never would I say that. Let's get clip number two ready, because this is how stupid everything is. This is how backwards and nonsensical absolutely everything is, and I'll explain this a little bit more. But just the idea that you have thousands of people just waiting for the Derek Chauvin trial to come to a conclusion so they can just riot. They can just loot. No, I mean, justice has nothing to do with it. Where is the justice when you're kicking down the door of a Foot Locker and stealing some sneakers? What does that have to do with justice? If these people actually cared about justice, they'd storm the Capitol, probably. I mean, the people that actually make the decisions, the people that actually have the power. But no, no, they're going to rob store owners. They're going to rob small businessmen. They're going to rob corporations. They're going to do things that serve only to enrich themselves, because it has nothing to do with justice. These people don't care about justice. This is the most unjust activity you could possibly imagine. Some other guy killed some other guys. We're going to rob you. Okay, yeah, I love justice. Sure, sure you do. Scumbags. Idiots. Vandals, right? This has nothing to do with justice. This is pure anarchy. It's pure show of force. It's pure acting out by children who know that their parents are too weak to discipline them. That's what's happening. And in support of that, now you have people in Washington, again, not far leftist activists, not academics who don't actually have any power behind their words, and they're just able to spout bullcrap without any consequence. Like they're robbing O'Reilly's body parts or auto parts. They're like, but they're stealing windshield wipers. Like what? It's just stupid. It's just chaos for the sake of chaos. There's no true philosophy behind this. There's no true reason behind this. They're whipped up into chaotic fervor and then set loose. And then the police have to come in. Like, tell you what, what's your goal? Is your goal justice? Because you've done nothing but perpetuate injustice. Is your goal to get heavily armored SWAT teams on American streets? That's what you've achieved. That's what you've brought about. That's what you've created. You've created a more militarized police. Oh, and by the way, the shooting of Duante Wright, you know, comes just a few years after the Brooklyn Center Police Department initiates their diversity drive. We must have more diverse police officers, of course. What does that mean? That means you're lowering standards. That means you're not choosing the best applicants. You're choosing applicants based on their physical attributes over which they have no control. What does that mean? It means you're lowering standards. What does it mean when you demonize and defund the police? It means those who are capable, intelligent, good at their jobs, they're going to go elsewhere. They have lots of opportunities. Why would they go join the police if they're going to be demonized, attacked, defunded, and fired for attempting to arrest somebody? Why would they do that? They're going to leave. So every action of Black Lives Matter leads to a greater chance of police violence. You have less qualified police. You have police training endlessly for community involvement. And every minute they're training for community liaison activity is one less minute they're training for life or death situations in which they will find themselves. So, of course, a lack of training, a lack of ability, a lack of, correct attributes to be held by the people that are empowered with the monopoly on physical force, you're going to get more physical violence. You're going to get more police violence. You're going to get more accidental killings. And those will inspire more riots, and those will inspire more laws. That will only increase the chance that there's more violence. That will create – it's a – ongoing downward spiral feedback loop of stupidity in which we now find ourselves engaged. And again, not just from the insane activists that are making out like bandits and spending millions and millions of dollars on homes in all white neighborhoods, by the way. It's not just them. It's people like Rashida Tlaib, who is a sitting member of Congress. These are people in political power. They have the ability to change things. And now they're saying, we just shouldn't have police. We just shouldn't have any more police. Great idea. Fantastic. That will definitely decrease the violence. That will definitely decrease the chaos. Cornell faculty approving a resolution to remove race from crime alerts. Why? Because there's a lot of black people in the crime alerts. Is this racist for me to say this? It's what they're saying. They're just like, nah, there's too many black people committing crimes. We have to not tell people that they're black. This makes no sense. This is stupid. This is nonsensical beyond description. Case in point, the video clip that I eventually wanted to get to. It's clip number two. This is Brooklyn Center Police Chief Gannon saying that he was front and center at the riot. Now listen to the petulant children cry out at him for depicting reality accurately. Here it is.
One final question. What was your decision to issue a dispersal order while they were peacefully protesting in front of the police station? What led to you to issue a dispersal order, and then on the back end of that 10-minute dispersal order, then to issue out CO2 canisters and gas for the crowd?
So, can you talk to us about that? Just so everybody's clear, I was front and center at the protest, at the riot. We did not.
Don't do that. It wasn't a riot. So, don't do that. Don't describe it how it was, what it was. Don't do that.
In harm's way, we're being pelted with frozen cans of pop They're being belted with concrete blocks. And yes, we had our helmets on and we had other protective gear, but an officer was injured, hit in the head with a brick. That was a Hennepin County deputy. He was transported to the hospital. So we had to make decisions. We had to disperse the crowd because we can't allow our officers to be harmed. And I've already answered the question, I believe, about your lighting. I know that's a big deal with you, and I understand that, but I thought I'd explain that myself. So that is, I told you it's my decision, and that's why I made that decision. Is there another question? Yes, ma'am.
So just imagine this. Let's just put this in context, right? You have a police killing. There's no information about this yet, really. There's complete misinformation. There is blatant disinformation being spread from everybody from the ACLU to Congresswoman to Nancy Pelosi herself. People saying he was killed over an air freshener. Just total nonsense. This was pulled out of thin air, not at all having to do with what actually occurred to Duante Wright. But you have this guy, Duante Wright, shot by police as he's trying to flee. Apparently the policewoman thought she had her taser but actually pulled out her gun. Whatever. This causes a massive riot, looting just endlessly. The Foot Locker, the GameStop, just store after store having their windows shattered and like dozens of people storming in, grabbing all they can with their arms and running out. You have them throwing rocks and throwing frozen Coke cans, like frozen Coke cans, fully solid frozen cans at police officers, injuring them, sending police to the hospital. And then you have these scumbag reporters being like, why did you give dispersion orders to this peaceful protest? So you're like this cop, right? Just like standing there, just like rocks being pelted at you, people like smashing your car, smashing the window, pulling stuff out. And they're just like, this was a peaceful protest. And he's like, well, actually is a riot. And then like four or five of the journalists are like, no, it wasn't. Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't call it a riot. Don't call it a riot. Who the hell do you think you are? It shows how incredibly backwards everything is. And this, I mean, the fact that these journalists just think about like what's going on in their mind, that they think they have the authority to shout down the police captain who's describing what he lived through, experiences that left his officers injured. And they're going to say, shut up. You shut up right now. You do not say it was a riot. We're in charge here. We're the petulant children. You must do as we say. I want to end this with a quick little video here. It's clip number three, shall we? This is a video from fallout of this. This is a bunch of black people beating up every white person they saw. Let's roll the tape.
Are they white?
Are they white? They're white. Get them. They're white. Come on, nigga.
Turn that bitch up.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Woo, welcome back, folks. This is the second hour of American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You can support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing some of our incredible supplements. Winter Sun Plus is now back in stock. That's 40% off. It's our vitamin D3 supplement. Incredibly powerful formula that we have for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been out of stock for quite a while, but it is now back, and it's 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is also 40% off, but if you buy those two together, they're 50% off. And hey, if you spend over $75 at InfoWarsStore.com, you receive a free gift worth at least $10. And don't forget, our shirts are all $17.76, $17.76 for some of the highest quality prints, some of the highest quality fabric you will find available today. And I guarantee that. I'm still wearing shirts that I bought from InfoWarsStore.com 5 or 6 years ago. And they're incredibly soft, incredibly well-made, incredibly well-printed. They haven't faded at all. This is something that you will be able to wear for a very long time and show your support for InfoWars and your rejection of the mainstream media, New World Order, nonsense world in which they are constantly trying to embroil us. And of course, most importantly, you help us to continue this fight against the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media. We have a crew now, including Owen Schroyer, down at the Texas-Mexico border, making some incredible discoveries. I'll show you some of those videos later in the program. And just know that it's that type of reporting, as well as the shows we do here, the reports that are so powerful. And of course, InfoWars.com, the news source surpassing all others. All of that's brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So I hope that you go there and support us now. We have been on the forefront of the opposition to the mandates of COVID for as long as people have known about COVID. The mask mandates, the lockdown mandates, the social distancing, it's all bullcrap, quite honestly. I don't mean to be rude here, but if you believe it, you're dumb. And hopefully you don't if you're listening to InfoWars.com. So my guest this hour led the Million Maskless March. I want to play a little video clip here to show you exactly what that was like before I welcome my guest to the show. So here is the Million Maskless March that occurred in Florida.
We are done with it. We are saying no more masks. We are not going to take it anymore. It has become a symbol of tyranny and oppression on the people. So today, we gathered together, and there were hundreds. You saw it. I hope it gets reported accurately how many people were here. There were hundreds of people here burning their masks. And this is a sentiment that is shared by more people than you may think. You may think, oh, we're a bunch of kooks or something like that. We are not. We are now the majority. And we are sending a very clear message that we're over this. We're over the masks. We are asking our governor, Governor DeSantis, to end the state of emergency and end all mask mandates in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And God bless you. God bless you.
Anybody's killing more people than safety. All right? And then wearing the mask, just like you are, and your company demand that. Okay? What's happening is you're outside, where all the fresh air, where you can breathe in oxygen, that you let out the carbon outside, that will keep these trees, and it will give you oxygen. So you're going to end up with respiratory problems, all kinds of stuff. And I have a problem with that. Even when little kids have to wear them, I have a problem with that too. So I'm here because a lot of people do not know the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, okay? And
Globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest this hour is Chris Nelson. He's the organizer of the Million Maskless March. He's a freedom lover and a maskless flash mob extraordinaire. He's organized countless rallies, including this past weekend's Million Maskless March. As a small business owner, he understands the cost of lockdown and is fighting the unconstitutional mandates by putting it all on the line. His website is freeflorida.me, and his Twitter is at reopenchris. And I am very happy to welcome Chris Nelson to the program. Thanks so much for coming on, Chris.
Thank you for having me, Harrison.
Well, it's very exciting to see so many people fired up, literally burning masks on the streets of Florida. Tell me, why was it important to you to start organizing these protests?
Well, the act of burning something is cathartic. It's the act of throwing something off and burning any evil that might be around it. You know, in history, we've seen people burn books when they thought they were bad, or God forbid, we see them burning American flags. Well, burning has its place, not with books, not with American flags, but it has its place. And this is the perfect time for it, because people are sick and tired of these things. They're a symbol of oppression. Every time we walk into a building, every time we have to go to the store, every time we go to a restaurant, when we're around other people, some places it's worse than others. For God's sake, the poor children in the school have to wear them all day long, 8 hours straight, which is on an airplane the other day. We saw a video of a couple being harassed, humiliated, and bullied because their little daughter had her mask off so she could eat.
Yeah.
And they also had a disabled child, and they were giving him crap. This has gone on long enough. Yeah. When they cross that line between masks are suggested, that's fine. Suggest masks. I don't have a problem with anybody wearing any kind of crazy contraption on their head. But when they cross the line to now you, regardless of how you feel, must wear the mask, that's when they went too far. They did that a year ago. And ever since then, I have been fighting to my very last dying breath to rid society of the mask virus, because the China mask is the virus.
Yeah, so let me sort of play devil's advocate here for a second, just so we can get the full explanation out on the table. For people that they just go, you know what, it's just a mask, it's for other people, it's, you know, it's not that bad, just go ahead and wear it if you have to go into the store, like, what's the big deal? What is it, like, why is it such a powerful symbol, and why are people like you and people like myself, honestly, so vehemently opposed to the mask? Like, for our you know, for the people that see this video when it's sent out, when it's shared on people's social media, and somebody that doesn't agree with us views this, help them understand why the mask is such a potent symbol and why it's being resisted so
strongly, when to them it's like, yeah, it's just a little, you know, it's not that bad. It's, you know, it's kind of nice, actually. I kind of like hiding my face. And hey, it's about protecting other people, so you're a good person for doing it. Help explain to them why this is the type of thing that needs to be resisted.
Well, you know, it's just a little censorship of your speech. Mm. You know, come on. Freedom of speech has to have limits, right? Mm. It's just a small infringement on your gun rights. It's just closing a loophole. Common sense. Really, it's no big deal. Just put it on. Well, what you are doing is you are acknowledging that these governments are full within their rights to be dictators. And then if you're willing to put the mask on, which I can tell you many reasons why masks are detrimental to people, they're detrimental to your emotions, you can't see each other's faces, kids can't see adults' faces, and that's how they learn. It destroys socialization. It destroys that boy-girl flirting thing that we loved so much in high school because, oh, God, I can't even see your faces.
Right.
No kissing either. No hugging. This kind of stuff does not belong in society. And what can't it lead to? Because now we are seeing it lead to the idea that these same people can mandate that you get an experimental shot injected into your bloodstream. And if people are already used to the masks and used to that, then they're going to easily just say, well, we got you to wear the mask. Now we're going to get you to take the injection and use that same logic, that same mandate. So it's setting a very, very dangerous precedent.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I love that you point to the fact that they're crossing the line with mandates, and that it's one thing if they say, hey, we think it's best that people wear masks, and then it's entirely up to you. When the virus first came to America, I mean, InfoWars was on top of this from the very beginning. I went out and did a report in January of 2020 because we were showing that Home Depot didn't have any masks because people were coming in, buying all the masks and sending them to China before the coronavirus ever even got to our shores. So we've been on top of this, and it was like, you know, at the beginning, it was like, yeah, I'll wear a mask if it's, you know, if it'll help protect me. But then they mandate it. Then they tell you you have to do it. And to me, that is crossing a line. Explain why that's crossing the line to you when they mandate it rather than suggest it.
Well, now who's supposed to police it exactly? Who's supposed to be the one in charge of telling you that you have to? And what are the penalties going to be?
Right.
Because this isn't a law. And what, are you going to have police officers walking around writing tickets if you're not wearing a mask? No, what they've done is they've turned the business owners into the mask police and given them that responsibility of having to be the mask police. They now have to, in addition to their other work, fuss at people for putting things on, which puts them in dangerous situations and puts us in dangerous situations. You're seeing shoving matches. You're seeing shouting matches. You're seeing people get all their panties in a bunch if your mask is underneath your nose. My girlfriend gets harassed constantly. I think they go after women a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And someone from who used to live in Iran said, this reminds her of the way it was in Iran.
Right.
When the burqas first came out, the men thought they could just beat the women. They could just beat them if they weren't wearing one. And that's what we got today. We got people that are subjected to harassment, to bullying. I had a friend just the other day who was arrested for trespassing in an auto zone because, God forbid, she wouldn't put a mask on. We saw what happened on that airplane. It's empowering the worst element of society to have power that they absolutely should not have. And like I've been saying from the beginning, it will be over when we say it's over.
Right.
That's when it will be over. But right now I'm seeing a dangerous thing. I'm seeing people who are so used to it
so used to wearing the mask that they don't even question it anymore. Right. They don't even question it.
And you know, I love that you liken it to Islam, because I hadn't really thought about that before, but it really is like a religion. You know, the religious forces, the religious dictates don't necessarily need to be imposed upon you by police or anything. I'm thinking back to when I was in Turkey and I was sitting with a Turkish guy and I was drinking a beer, and like the waiter of the restaurant was like giving him a look, like glaring at him that he would sit with somebody who was drinking a beer, since that's forbidden in Islam. And it was like, I hadn't made that connection before, that now it's a religious imposition where you have the waiter or, you know, whoever it is willing to basically tell you what to do because he's acting on religious authority, even though he's just some guy that doesn't know you and has no authority over your life. He's given that authority by this religious imposition. I think that's a very good point. We'll talk more with Chris Nelson on the other side. His Twitter is at ReopenChris. He is a heretic of the mask religion. He's a Martin Luther King of our time.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Refusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together.
But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which the 360 wins. So in this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee. Oh, Lord of hosts, have mercy on us.
Yeah, so there's been an injunction filed. So I would really highly suggest that you read that sign in full.
We're here to talk.
No, and I'm here to talk to you too.
That's
okay.
Fine, but
no, but see, you can't train on weak people, okay? No, and I'm not one of those people. So listen here. No, you listen to me.
Hey, listen.
There is an unlawful order here. So then leave. You're trespassing.
No, we're not.
Leave before I phone the police.
Phone the police.
I'll phone the police. You're trespassing.
They have a liquor license.
You're trespassing.
They have a liquor license.
You're not welcome here. But you're not welcome here.
Get out.
You're not welcome.
Get out.
Get out.
So there you go. Some maskers being treated in the way that anti-maskers usually are. Kicked out of a store, told they're trespassing, shamed into retreat. What a glorious thing to see. Because after all, you know, it is Frank Kavanaugh just DM'd me on Twitter. Hi, Frank. He's watching. How you doing, man? You're going to have to come on soon and talk about this. And he was pointing out that the religious angle really is key here, because these people are religious zealots, the maskers, right? Because, most importantly, they have a faith-based belief. It's not science-based. There's nothing scientifically based about the masks. In fact, quite the opposite is true. Opposing masks has all of the science backing it up. And in fact, I have plenty of evidence to point to you. Here's a article. This was published in the National Institute of Health, PMC, U.S. Library, National Library of Medicine of the National Institutes of Health. It is called Face Masks in the COVID-19 Era, a Health Hypothesis. Here's the abstract. Many countries across the globe utilize medical and non-medical face masks as non-pharmaceutical intervention for reducing the transmission and infectivity of coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. Although scientific evidence supporting face masks' efficacy is lacking. So that's just, you know, putting it in plain language. And in fact, Vincent James on Twitter at Gamer Elephant, spelled with an F, ELEFENT. He's been doing a lot of great work on this. He cites no less than 7 medical studies saying that masks do not work. Jacobs et al., Radonovich, LJ et al., Long Y et al. In 2020, Cowling B et al. In 2010, Ben Reza et al. In 2012, Smith, JD. So these are all scientific studies that show that masks do not serve to prevent the transmission of coronavirus. In fact, they're all randomized clinical trials ever done on masks. They all conclude they do not prevent the spread of even influenza, which is a which is a particle much larger than coronavirus. Okay, so they do not prevent the transmission at all. But as we go back to this face masks in the COVID-19 era scientific paper, they say the face mask efficacy is lacking. However, adverse physiological, psychological, and health effects are established. It has been hypothesized that face masks have compromised safety and efficacy profile and should be avoided from use. The current article comprehensively summarizes scientific evidences with respect to wearing face masks in the COVID-19 era, providing proper information for public health and decision making. So here you go. I mean, you can actually look up the study and the media used to do this before it became a religious indoctrination aspect. They actually covered the science and actually would tell you what the reality was. From Washington Post, as of April 2nd, 2020, a year ago, they say everyone wore masks during the 1918 flu pandemic. They were useless. That's what they used to tell you. Then, fast forward just a little while, opinion. Abandoning masks now is a terrible idea. The 1918 pandemic shows why. 1 year later, their story completely flips. What a surprise. Here's the conclusion for that paper I was reading to you earlier. The existing scientific evidences challenge the safety and efficacy of wearing face masks as preventative intervention for COVID-19. The data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective to block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious diseases such as SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, supporting against the usage of face masks. Wearing face masks has been demonstrated to have substantial adverse physiological and psychological effects. These include hypoxia, hypercapnia, shortness of breath, increased acidity and toxicity, activation of fear and stress response, rise in stress hormones, immunosuppression, fatigue, headaches, decline in cognitive performance, deep predisposition for viral and infectious illnesses, chronic stress, anxiety and depression. Long-term consequences of wearing face masks can cause health deterioration, developing and progression of chronic diseases, and premature death. Governments, policymakers, and health organizations should utilize proper and scientific evidence-based approaches with respect to wearing face masks when the latter is considered as preventative intervention for public health. Can I say it any more clearly? Perhaps using less complicated words. They don't work. They hurt you. Okay, does that sum it up pretty well? They don't work. They hurt you. This is the scientific consensus behind face masks. It's not about science. This is a religion they're following. It's a religion of submission. It's a religion of celebrating dehumanization. It's a religion of coercion, and it's a religion of evangelicalizing for the government. That's essentially what it is. By the way, from Teddy Petrow on Twitter, masks are the enemy number one for returning to normal. They must be stopped. States with the highest percentage of wearing masks have around 70% higher daily cases in the last month. Just an interesting observation there. And then again, we can look at this table from that scientific study I showed you earlier, showing the physiological and psychological effects of wearing face masks and their potential health consequences, increased predisposition for viral and infection diseases, headaches, anxiety, depression, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, exacerbation of existing conditions and diseases, accelerated aging process, health deterioration, premature mortality. It's a death cult, folks. It's a religion of death that is indoctrinating you forcibly.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Thanks for being with us, folks. Unfortunately, my guest, Chris Nelson, had a slight emergency come up. Everything's fine, but he did have to step away from us, which is rather unfortunate. I will be welcoming Artur Pawlowski, the pastor who was seen in that viral video telling the police where they can go when they go and try to stop him from having a Easter celebration at his church. Very excited to speak to him in about an hour. So for the next hour, I will be taking your phone calls. Number to dial if you'd like to call into American Journal is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. The question I want to ask, how do I put this? How do we cover the events going on across the country right now without getting called racist? That's what I want to know. Because, you know, some people out there, like, nobody's going to deny it. There really are racists out there. There are some racists that have television shows or radio shows. And they have to sort of frame everything in their mind in a way that avoids suspicion of that, right? They might think things that they aren't able to say on air. And so they have to be very careful how they discuss things without revealing what they truly feel. I don't really have that issue because I'm not actually racist. I actually love everyone. I actually am a fan of natural diversity, not enforced diversity, not diversity that seeks to replace and overwhelm a native population. But I grew up in Houston. I was never a majority in any school that I went to. And I think I'm a better person for it. I think I have life experiences with people of different races that have, you know, broadened my horizons. And I meet people that, you know, grew up only around white people and they only know, you know, like their neighborhood and their people. And they lack a like awareness or understanding. That doesn't say like I know what it's like to be black. So but it's like I was listening to some radio show the other day and they're like, I hung out with black people and they're just normal people. It's like, yeah, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? Of course, they're just normal people, obviously. So I don't really have this issue where I have to like try to hint at things without, you know, without exposing the way I really feel. Like, I don't have that issue. But the flip side of that is that I also am not, I don't have to be shy about being like, hey, white people are being attacked here. Hey, white countries are being targeted for depopulation and replacement. Hey, white people are not producing enough children to propagate their race. They are going to die out in one generation, according to some of the science. That's a bad thing. I hate that. Not because I'm, and you know, again, it's like, it's just insane to me that like, even just talking about this, you have people being like, oh, wow, racist. It's like, okay, white existence does not equal white supremacy. There is a major difference here. And if this was happening to any other population, I would be against it. It doesn't matter what the race is. Seriously. Maybe that's why I need to like, I need to come up here and I need to tell a very concerned story about a population of indigenous Canadians, an indigenous population on an island off the Canadian coast called the Huites. Huites, the Huites. And I need to tell you that the Huites are facing extinction. They're under attack. They're being bred out of existence. Foreigners are moving onto their island and displacing them. And there's a chemical factory on there, and the runoff is poisoning the Huites. And they're no longer going to be able to have children. Then, you know, if I frame this as some other group, as some Native American group or some indigenous group, all the white people, all the liberals, they'll care a lot. They'll be very concerned about it. And I can flip it on and go, okay, actually, I'm talking about white people. You hypocrites, right? I'm not a hypocrite. If I hear about an indigenous population that's being overrun, that's being kicked out of their homeland, that's being disenfranchised in their own government, I'm against that. I hear that's happening to white people. I'm against that, too. It's called consistently actually appreciating diversity, actually wanting there to be diverse populations with their own ways of life, with their own styles, with their own people, genetic components included. All of that is good. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. That's what makes humans exciting and chaotic, but gorgeous, really. So maybe that's what I need to do. I need to frame it as if it's a population of indigenous Australians or indigenous Canadians. Explain everything that's happening to white people, but just pretend it's happening to them, and then the white liberals will care. Then they'll say it's bad. Then they'll have to acknowledge that what's going on is a negative thing. But they're hypocrites. They have no consistency in this belief. It's happening to white people, it's good. It's happening to black people, it's bad. That's inconsistent. That's a disgrace. So I don't know. That's how I feel. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about this before we go to phone calls. You know, the story here, retailers urged to rethink police calls for low-level crimes after George Floyd's death. Just before the George Floyd situation, I was on a website. I'm not going to tell you the website, but it's a pretty common one for discount goods, you may say. I paid about $4 plus shipping, and I received from China a little package. Now, this story talks about the fact that George Floyd died in police custody after a corner store clerk reported that he had used a fake $20 bill, a nonviolent offense so low the police usually don't take people to jail for it. Apparently, you can get away with this. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't known that. So I paid about $4, and I received this envelope here. I'm going to go to a dot cam. Here it is. It's from China, straight from China. China Post, untracked. Big old untracked. Right there. And what came in this? This did. I paid about $4 for this. Well, isn't this interesting? Fake bills. They look good, don't they? They look real. They're nice and thin. The only thing that makes these noticeably fake is that they have this little thing here, prop copy. It says prop copy if we want to go back to dot cam. Prop copy right there. It says prop copy. But other than that, these look very real, don't they? So I was wondering, I mean, you know, if you're going to counterfeit money, that's a big effort. You got to really invest some time and some money and some equipment. But what if he's just ordering it from China? What if George Floyd, what if the money that George Floyd used in that corner store, what if it was from China? What if he ordered it from this website? What if I go in and try to spin this? Am I allowed to now? No, I'm sorry. That's only for minorities. I'm sorry. They made that. They said they only want to reassess how they treat black and minority customers, how they can handle loss prevention more equitably. I don't know. I just haven't mentioned that yet, but I thought that was interesting that you can go online, you can go to a Chinese shop, and you can just buy $20 bills. $4 this cost me. I spent $4 and I got about $200 back. Now I can go try to spend this at the store. Isn't that interesting? Who would have thought China was involved with the George Floyd case? Of course, Chinese people provided the fentanyl that ultimately killed him. Maybe they provided the money that actually brought all this about anyway. So there you go, folks. I'm not going to tell you the website because I'm not going to be party in your crime. But hey, if you want to, you can search around. You can find this stuff. Prop money. $20 bills. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? It's a wonderful thing. All right. We'll be back on the other side of this short break with your phone calls. We'll go to Alex in Colorado, Simon in Florida, and Jay in New York. We'll be going to your phone calls very shortly. Hopefully you can answer some of my questions, like what do we do when simply pointing out that a population is being forcibly and purposefully displaced and destroyed, and primarily having their political representation purposefully winnowed down to non-existence. How can we talk about that when doing so gets people like the ADL calling for your removal and claiming you're a white supremacist? I've been called a white supremacist for saying this exact thing on this program. I point out white genocide, they call me a white supremacist. So white existence equals white supremacy? That's kind of weird, isn't it? I don't want to go away.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress, or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. You can wake up every morning to American Journal texts by texting Wake Up USA to the number that's about to appear on your screen. I don't want to get it wrong here. You can text Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438, folks. And you can, of course, support this program and everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Going anywhere else is like ripping your money in half. See how I did that? It's fake. It's fake money. But it's okay. You can spend it at stores now. No problem, apparently. Because racism, I guess. It's also stupid. Oh, it's also stupid. All right, let me get some intelligence injected into this program. Let me go to the phone calls. We go first to Desiree in California, who wants to talk about the race situation and women's symptoms after the vaccine. Thank you so much for calling in, Desiree. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Two things I just wanted to say. About what you're talking about. I think that the situation with the race is when they, you know, when the black community is calling themselves African-American and what they've been doing from the beginning, even the governments and everything else, they're effectively separating them from the rest of the community, right. Which, you know, we're all American, basically, right. Okay? Like the Hodge twins say, you know, they haven't been to Africa, they've never been to Africa, they're American. So
right.
I think that's a major issue. And how, you know, things get messed up with just relations in general. You know, I just wanted to say that.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah. And second thing is the article that I wanted your crew to pull up was the one of the Daily Mail article about how women are having major issues after this COVID vaccine. And I want women to understand something and listen to me very clearly. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nervous, but
no, you're great.
I want women to understand that this vaccine is attacking the ova. Okay. Let me say that again. It is attacking the ova. When you have a period that lasts 15 days and you're bleeding massively heavily, that is a problem. Okay. And when you have your periods that are not on the dot, you know, that are completely messed up, you're spotting, and like I said, you're bleeding heavily, that is a problem. And these things need to be looked at. So that's just basically what I wanted to say. I want women to understand that. And then also a quick plug, VNA Force. I've been taking that for the longest time. It truly helped my back. I had massive back problems. I used to do roller derby when I was a kid, and my back got really messed up. VNA Force, baby. All day long.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, DNA Force Plus. I've heard that from a lot of people. They literally, we've had callers call in and say, you know, I've had this, whatever it is, nerve pain or something for decades, and then DNA Force Plus cured it. Now, I'm not making any claims. I'm not making any claims here. Authorities out there who will try to frame what I'm saying to hurt us. No, I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you what other people tell me, people like Desiree from California. People really do say the DNA Force Plus helps them a lot. So it's worth a shot, man. It's worth a try. If you have an issue that you think it may help with, go ahead and give it a try. And it's what was it, 20% off right now, 10% off right now? It's on sale right now, so you can take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for the call, Desiree. I really appreciate it. And the crew found that that article. If we can bring that back up, I want to read that for people just to explain exactly what Desiree was talking about. Here's the article from Daily Mail. Women say they're having heavier and more painful periods since getting their COVID-19 vaccine, as several claim it has also messed up their monthly cycle. It's like, okay, you have this respiratory disease of COVID-19, and yet all of the side effects of the vaccine are like, have nothing to do with respiration. It's like, issues with the brain and blood clots and women's periods. It's like, you know, what are you doing getting this shot? What is it doing to your body? What sort of weird Frankenstein serum are you injecting into you that bodily functions that have nothing to do with COVID-19 are being affected? This is insane. But yeah, thanks for bringing our attention to that. That's something to seriously be concerned about. If you're a lady and are actually thinking about getting this this injection. Of course, we've, again, been warning about this since before it ever even came out. You know, while they're still testing and everything, we were explaining, with the help of Pfizer former vice president, explaining how the vaccine would damage placentas and damage the production of placentas and make it more difficult to get pregnant. I would love to find out if somebody who's received both doses of the vaccine has actually gotten pregnant since they received the doses of the vaccine. That'd be an interesting thing to find out. Thanks so much for the call, Desiree. Let's go now to Alex in Colorado. Wants to talk about the National Guard coming into prisons and testing for COVID. This is interesting. Thanks for calling in, Alex. You're on the air.
Yeah, you bet. I've been trying to call into the Alex Jones Show and Owen Troy also. I just finally got through Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. I was working as security and maintenance for CCA is the name of the company, but it's a private prison, and there's several of them out here in eastern Colorado. Now, some of them have already been mothballed and bought by FEMA, which is another side interesting story. But this is when the COVID, for real. And we were out. I ended up there kind of through nepotism. My uncle recommended the job, poor choices in life. And when the pandemic first started, and they came in, they had half tracks on their flatbeds in the full regale, and they lined all the inmates up in the process from cell house to cell house, pulled them out of their cell, and they had these people looked like perfect plastic people. They were in moon suits with plastic, face masks. And if the inmate refused to take the test, which was the COVID swab at first. And now most of this is just barely subsided in the Colorado system up to a couple weeks ago. But if they refuse, you go straight to isolation hole, lose all your stuff, whatever. And so we're sitting back, and then they kind of corral us when we left the facility that night to go home, and we all had to get swabbed. Now, I don't think that, now it was like a motorcycle, and the swab itself left me in pain for a couple of weeks. And there were already people showing symptoms of COVID, and there were some very unhealthy employees and this and that. Swept through the place, not one fatality. Most of us were over it in 3 days. So it's just a little, I mean, it's just shows, I mean, the captain of the security is sitting there making jokes. Oh, you're gonna let me drive your tank. And sure enough, I looked out in the parking lot and they had everything you need to, basically, if there was a riot, they were going to come in anyway and everybody was going to get, you know, and, so now I'm waiting to see. I do have people, several of us walked out, including unit managers and captain of the guard, people that had literally worked there for 20 years over about a 6 month period. And so it's a skeleton crew, the old people today. I don't work there anymore. So there's your story, my brother.
Wow, that's very interesting. Yeah, and the crew actually found an article talking about this, the National Guard going into Colorado prisons to test for COVID. This was back in July of 2020. I'm really interested to hear that these prisons have been bought by FEMA. Is that what you're saying?
And then, you know, I haven't actually looked it up online. This is something that my uncle again told me, because there's several of them. Walsenburg, Bent County, which there's a lot of pressure against these type of facilities to get them closed down from suits, but they're literally world companies. I think the CCA's motto is go further. And then they have, you know, strange signs. Yeah, go further. It's a prison. I'm not sure where you're supposed to be going.
Right.
And and then, you know, so we talking about the FEMA had bought these other facilities. And then there's some that ICE is now using, which are some of these downtown facilities that were being used as private prison facilities. But I think now they've been shifted over into this literally kind of like bunker downtown movement facilities for God knows what.
Wow.
You know,
but
I don't want to over conjecture.
but what you're telling us is rather disturbing. And of course, you know, this just goes along with everything else that we're seeing, the military being rolled out to administer vaccines, to administer the tests, and of course to keep people imprisoned if they refuse to take the vaccine. I mean, it's all tied together, and it's all very disturbing. Thanks so much for the call, Alex in Colorado. Thanks for keeping your eye out, and feel free to call in again if you have any more information. Folks, we're about to go to break here. When we come back in the third hour, the second half of the third hour, I will be welcoming Arthur Pawlowski, the heroic pastor of his church who drove away the agents of Satan there to shut him down on Easter. Very excited to talk to him. But first, when we come back, in the first 5 minutes, I'm going to be playing a video that can be found at band.video. It's titled Dozens of Pregnant Illegal Immigrants Arrive in the Dark of Night in Texas. This is some of the incredible footage that's being captured as we speak on the border of Texas and Mexico by the InfoWars crew. You support everything that we do by going to InfoWarsStore.com. This groundbreaking report on the other side. Stay with us.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers
and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and we are back at the testing, COVID testing facility, processing facility for the illegal immigrants. And it is just past, or it's almost 9 o'clock now, and in downtown McAllen, a busload of pregnant illegal immigrants, all of these women behind me, are either extremely pregnant or in their early pregnancies, but you can see all of these ladies behind me are pregnant. And so we're talking 23 pregnant illegal immigrants. When are they getting pregnant? Are they getting pregnant on their long journey up here? Are they being separated because they're pregnant? What is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? And as we told you, this is happening all hours of the day. All hours of the day, just like this. Bus loads, van loads. And now in the wee hours of the night, at 9 o'clock, they drop off 24 pregnant illegal immigrants. And they come here with no known resources or prospects. I guess maybe some of them have family that have come here, but that's it. And these are pregnant women, and we're taking care of all of them. And the only reason they're making this journey to come here is because they've been told if they get in, everything is free. So here you go, 9 o'clock, it's 24/7, the Biden legal immigration hotline.
We're seeing children and pregnant women being loaded out of a van very calmly by the Border Patrol. One after another, probably a dozen in that van alone. This is continuing day in, day out, continuous stream. Children, they're all very well dressed. Seem to be in any distress.
It is almost 10 o'clock in McAllen. This is the illegal immigrant operation, and they're running 36 pregnant women and a bunch of other mothers and children up to the Catholic facilities right now as we speak. They tried to call the police to get media off the property, and the police know that what they're doing is trying to stop our First Amendment right from happening. So here you go, folks. This happens all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Take a look for yourself.
Yeah, covering their faces up, right? They know what they're doing is wrong. I mean, you want to talk about something that makes no sense. What is birthright citizenship? What is that? No other country has birthright citizenship. It makes no sense at all whatsoever. It doesn't. It doesn't make a single lick of sense. Unless it's there to facilitate the invasion. I mean, why else would this take place? Oh, my God. I mean, it's just endless. It's just an endless stream. They're all clutching their manila folders full of money and instructions to other American cities as this invasion is facilitated by our own government. Oh, my God.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Gotta get me that government needle. Gotta get me that Fauci jab. Think I'm coming down with the Bill Gates fever. They let it out of that Wuhan lab. Gotta pledge allegiance to the man of science. He forgot to mention vitamin D. Ask too many questions and you'll wind up crazy. Just relax and roll up your sleeve. Spare me your conspiracy. My government wants what's best for me. Seen it all through history. My government wants what's best for me. How dare you bring up Tuskegee? My government wants what's best for me. My government knows what's best for me. My government wants what's best for me.
Bravo, bravo. That was Ben DeLaurentiis. DeLaurentiis? That's what it looks like to me. Ben DeLaurentiis. I just retweeted that video on Twitter. There you go. An hour ago, he sends that to me and says, you'll make my dreams come true if you play my new song, Bill Gates Fever, on InfoWars. Your wish is my command. And he sent it to me an hour later. It is here. Harrison Smith, grantor of wishes. Thanks for joining us, folks. This is American Journal. Third hour has begun. We'll be welcoming the hero, the pastor of that church in Canada, Arthur Pawlowski. He's our special guest at 10:30. But before then, let's get through some phone calls. We've got a few people holding on the line. Let's go to Simon in Florida. Thanks for calling in. Simon, you're on the air.
Hello there, Mr. Harrison. Thanks ever so much for taking my call. I'm quite surprised, though, to hear that you have a concern about how you and Tucker Carlson and people like that are being labeled by your political opponents. I think that we've now come to realize that that's inevitable. They're going to call you sexist or racist or whatever else term they might want to use to disparage you in much the same way as you may describe them as being satanic or globalist. But essentially, that kind of
we're not. They are, right? We call them satanic and globalists. It's because they are. So, a little clarification. But I agree. Yeah, I mean, they're going to call us it anyway. And like, I don't care that much. And I mean, just to clarify, because I appreciate your point, Simon, that like they're going to call you that no matter what. There's a slight difference for me because I don't know. I take personal umbrage at it because, and it's not like, oh, you know, I care that they're going to call me that because I care what they think about me. It's just like, but I'm actually not. So it's bull crap and it's a complete distraction from what I'm actually saying. And I don't know. I don't like being portrayed as something that I'm not. So it's just like a personal umbrage sort of thing. But I get your point. It's like, why should we even care? They're going to call us it anyway. So, yeah, sorry to cut you off, but I agree with you.
No, but that is exactly the point. And they are being effective in that they're distracting you and they're actually just peddling their propaganda in much the same way as you pointed out yesterday that the U.S. government's now going to spend $3 billion on trying to brainwash NASCAR fans into being more accepting of the vaccines. But very quickly, if I may,
please.
Would I please request that you ask a question of your guest from Canada, who's about to be on the show shortly, and ask him what he thinks that his community's treatment of the police officers who stormed his church on Easter should actually be. And I'm certainly not advocating any violence towards them, but should they be persuaded to resign? Should their family members cut them off? Should they be shamed in the press? Is his community supporting him? I know he's got a lot of outpouring of support from across the world, but within his own community, are there calls for the police chief to resign? Are there calls for the health department commissioner to resign? So I'm very impressed about how he stood up and resisted. But what happens next? Are these people just going to come back to him next week and close down his church, as we've seen with that Grace Life Church, where they sent, first of all, chain link fences and then 200 armed police officers?
That's a good question. I will certainly relay that question to him and see what he has to say, because I'm interested in that as well. Now, you called about economic warfare. Just quickly, I want to get your comments on that before I move on to another caller.
Sure. Thank you for that. I mean, make a third point. Another thing that possibly is being under considered is that economic warfare is actually very, very effective. If you consider that BLM and Antifa combined in their riots and demonstrations during the course of 2020 is estimated caused in excess of $2 billion of damage, but they actually received over $10 billion of corporate contributions. So it can be argued that their activities, despite being unlawful and despite being unpopular with you and many of your viewers, as far as they were concerned, were enormously effective. And as far as conservatives are concerned, if their faith has not been shaken by what happened in the elections of 2020, then I've no idea whatever will shake their faith in the election process. But it makes you wonder, do they actually have any chance at all of voting themselves back into power in 2022? Or is the tactic of economic warfare one of the few that are left available to your average citizen?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the point of the Great Reset, right? This is the point of bringing to bear all of these economic industrial sort of combines that are now all working in tandem to oppress and suppress the will of the American people. There's an article about this, 100 corporations all coming together under Linda Rothschild to, contest the election integrity bill of Georgia. And they're actually mocking the American people. And they're saying, well, we have with us American Airlines and Delta and Southwest and some other. So if they want to protest, if they want to boycott, our mission, if they want to boycott our airlines, well, they better have their own jet. So it's kind of like, the boycott thing is out the window. There's nowhere to go. If you want to fly on a plane, every single corporation that runs an airline is on these people's side. And yeah, where, on January 6th, Trump supporters actually get into the Capitol, where the people who make the decisions are a completely legitimate and 99.9% peaceful protest in which the only people who died were Trump supporters, the protesters themselves that were actually killed point blank range, right? Did nothing wrong, didn't destroy the place, didn't burn the place down, didn't attack anybody. Nobody was armed, completely peaceful. Yet they've been demonized. They're being round up like terrorists. They're being kept in solitary confinement, being tortured for months on end before they're even allowed to face their accusers or have a day in court. That reaction versus people who destroy the property of corporations, then being paid hundreds of millions, or as you point out, tens of billions of dollars from the corporations that they're targeting. This is the world that we're in now. I mean, this is what we have to accept as being the reality of the situation and understand that boycotts aren't going to work because you'd have to boycott everybody and everything. You're not going to be able to peacefully protest and you know, take advantage of the stipulations of the First Amendment, you'll be arrested as a terrorist and charged with sedition. I mean, you aren't going to be able to vote your way out of this because they've rigged the elections, and protesting the rigging of the elections, again, is being portrayed as domestic terrorism and sedition. I mean, this is the point. This is what we're trying to drive home at InfoWars, what I've been trying to drive home since at least the 6th, when sort of that was the final chance where we could have gotten out of this. If Trump had done something heroic, if Mike Pence had done something heroic, if something had been done through the Supreme Court or the state legislature, something to protect our right to vote and to perhaps undo the fraudulent results of the completely, fraudulent election, maybe there could have been something done. But since January 6th, since the clampdown, I mean, why do you think we say we're at war? Like, this is war. We are at war. We are enemy combatants to the power structure that is currently in charge of our country. You don't vote your way out of war because your enemy doesn't care how you vote. You don't boycott your way out of war. You don't ask politely to, for your enemy to stop killing you during war. We are at war right now. Understand what that means. Take the measures that are necessary to win a war, because that's what's happening. And what is the cost of war? What is the ultimate purpose of war? What is the goal of war? It is to kill you. Your life is the cost.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, folks, last segment with your phone calls. Let's get through as many as possible. Let's go first to Jay in New York. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You are on the air, sir. Jay in New York. Hold on 1 second. We'll get you. We'll get you on air. I should tell you, it's the American Journal. Infowars.com. Uh-oh. All right, our caller... system is down, so we're not going to be able to go to your phone calls, unfortunately. Wait, are we back? Jay, do you read me?
I hear you.
Okay, all right, you're on the air, Jay.
Yeah, yesterday you posed the question out there, what's most dangerous to the country and all. And I heard that Ezra Levine, I guess, on Alex's show.
Levine,
and
yeah.
How the country... Levine, yeah. He, you know, talking about how the double standards with Israel and how, you know, they don't want to have the Palestinians go in there. That would be bad, but it's fine here in America. And, I think that iodine that I've been taking, they've given me an awareness. And I don't want to go back to sleep, but there's so many people that are. And they're not really understanding, like, we're being tossed from our, they've taken away the Constitution, they're trying to toss us, you know, even down on the border there, the homeless people and the veterans that need a little help, they're losing all their help. There's no help for Americans. It's just really, it's disturbing, you know?
Yeah. Billions and billions and billions of dollars being poured into illegal migrants. I mean, just the fact that our government is taking migrants that are crossing the border and transporting them to like Idaho and Michigan is unimaginable. It's completely unacceptable. It makes no damn sense at all. I mean, 156,000 troops landed on the beaches of Normandy and Omaha. Omaha Beach on D-Day, right, to take over the entire continent of Europe, 156,000. There have been 170,000 illegal immigrants just caught just last month. This is an invasion. It is a complete and total invasion of people who you can see. I mean, they're not starving. They're not fleeing from oppression. They don't qualify for asylum under any measure, even though asylum itself was hastily invented following World War II. No other country, you know, falls for this. And it's exactly the same plan that was carried out in Europe. Like, how do people not see this? Literally, they're just like, oh, but you showed me a picture of a baby, so I guess my country doesn't exist anymore. Idiots, you just complete morons. 156,000 people on D-Day. Dwarfed in a single month, just the people that we catch. These are just people, and you know, maybe it's a higher percentage now, the people that we catch versus the people that get through without being caught, because these people know there's no danger in being caught. Being caught means you get moved farther into the country. I mean, this is insanity. It is completely unacceptable. It's an invasion. 90% of them are adult-aged males. Like, what the hell are we doing? What is our government for? Why do we pay them taxes? Why do we obey them? Why do we have to beg our government to let us protect our own border? It would be so simple. I mean, it's beyond outrageous. Like, our country is over. Our country is over. The United States of America is gone. It has been overtaken by foreign powers, by the deep state, who now are working in the open to subvert even our most basic right, which is the right to actually choose our government. So we don't get to choose our government. Our government doesn't represent us. They don't support us. They do everything they can to rob us and give money to people who hate us. What are we doing? Why are we not? Fill in the blank, folks. Come on. I mean, my God. It's so obvious. Like, Jesus Christ, do you need to be slapped in the face? Like, if somebody is breaking into your house and stealing all your stuff, do you just sit there going, hey, this isn't right. Hey, wait a second. Hey, he's taking my computer now. Hey, that's mine. Darn it. It's just like, you're being robbed. You're being attacked. They're literally stabbing you in the gut. And you're sitting there going, huh, oh, you wouldn't like if I stabbed you, would you? No, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite because you're stabbing me. And I would never stab you. It's like war. War. We are at war with these people and we are losing and we are on the cusp of total defeat. Not just America, humanity itself, the entire world, except for small little pockets, have completely succumbed to total tyranny. I mean, that's it. It's the world is divided between the anarchic chaos of stateless places where the government has no authority whatsoever. Nothing great is achieved. Nothing. No major organizations are able to build anything at all. Talking about the third world and talking about Africa. I'm talking about parts of the Middle East and total tyranny, just complete psychopathic death cult tyranny of Western Europe and America. That's the division. There was a while where there was a third option, a third way, the way of freedom, the way of a government that actually was there to support and empower the people beneath it. That's gone. It's over, folks. Like, if you're still living in these big cities, I'm kind of a hypocrite here because I'm living in Austin, 3% of the Texas population, 25% of the homelessness, right? I mean, it's happened. It's a death by a thousand cuts. We've been completely taken over, even so much as we had a caller talking about how the sheriff of his small town in South Carolina was unseated by a George Soros puppet. Do you understand the lengths to which these people have gone? Do you have any concept of what they have been able to achieve by pouring billions and billions and billions of dollars? Do you understand this is only possible because they have their hand on the money faucet? They're the ones that create the money from thin air and then use it to supplant you and then use it to fund organizations whose sole purpose is to create more people like them, to use your money, to use the government to tax you, to create more people that hate you, to propagandize your own children, to ignore the real threats of chemical castration that our entire population is going through right now. Well, meanwhile, people in Nigeria are having 14 babies for every woman. I mean, do you have any concept of what is going to happen in the next 50 or 100 years? And you're sitting there eating popcorn. You're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, doing nothing, waiting for this to occur. People, wake up, get involved. The chance of us to make any sort of pushback that actually is effective is rapidly dwindling. And these people that we're up against, you think that once they win, once they have all the power, you think they're going to govern equitably? You think they're going to treat you well? You think they're going to allow you to escape from them? If you leave these areas and go found your own town, you can do all the work, you can spend all the time, all the money, you can take all the risks to make your own thing. You know what happens? The instant they find out about you, they swarm it, they take it over, they tell you you're evil for ever creating something of your own, they take it over, they turn it to their own devices. So all of the work you did, all the risks you take, they didn't take any of those risks, they didn't do any of that work, but suddenly that organization or that town or that landmass is turned towards their operation.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWars at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat, I drink too much, I work too much, I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go!
All right. All right, we can pull it down. That brings a smile to my face like nothing ever could. I'm very happy to announce my guest for the remainder of the show is Artur Pawlowski. He is the voice that you heard there behind the camera. He's a Canadian pastor who was born in Poland, where he grew up under a communist regime, seeing soldiers with machine guns and tanks in the street as people rose up in 1981 to fight for their freedoms. As a firsthand witness to government overreach, he stood up in the face of tyranny for his congregation's right to worship. His website is streetchurch.ca, and his YouTube is Artur Pawlowski TV. That's ArturPawlowski TV. And I thank you so much for coming on, Artur. I'm very happy to have you on the show here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So help us explain what was behind that viral video. That again, it's like, even when I'm like today, I'm infuriated by everything that I see going on. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. And then I see that and it brings a smile to my face, knowing that somebody out there has the guts to stand up against this tyranny. It's like, it's a little piece of hope that I need to bring me back and go, okay, this isn't hopeless. There are people out there willing to fight for what is good and right and free. So what is behind that? What inspired you to stand up against these Gestapo, as you put it?
Well, first of all, as you mentioned, I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, so I've seen the tactics of communists and socialists, the Gestapo, if you will. My grandparents, of course, faced the Nazis themselves. My grandma endured horrible things at the hands of the Nazis. So I've heard the stories, of course, all my life growing up about what the Germans did to Poland and to Polish people. I visit every year Auschwitz-Birkenau just to remind myself what people are capable of if you don't put any check on their power. I grew up under communist dictatorship, under the boots of the Soviets, and I witnessed the power of unified people in 1981 during the Solidarity, where Poles took it to the streets and fought and won their freedom. Millions of Poles and tens of thousands were arrested, and some were shot, but eventually they got their freedom. So I grew up in this country seeing and hearing about atrocities that other people were doing to us. And then we emigrated here to Canada, looking for freedom, looking for bread, just to start brand new. We were tired of communism. We escaped on a boat. My father took us to Greece and then eventually to Canada. And here I am right now facing the same things that we escaped from, you know, growing up under the communism. So what led to that video is 13 months of abuse of power, police officers pushing our parishioners, police officers coming with their bylaw officers, health inspectors, and you name it, giving me 28 tickets so far, COVID tickets. What led to that video is a constant harassment by the authorities, making up stories, inventing stories. Data doesn't support what they're saying, but they're pushing their narrative. They're pushing their agenda. They would come and intimidate my parishioners at street church, where I feed thousands of people. They would physically assault my parishioners and give me another ticket. For my Christmas celebration, when we fed hundreds of people, we had Christmas carols, they gave me 11 tickets. And they would come to our church parking lot and block it, preventing people from driving in. So that's what led to this video. I was just sick and tired of their lies and harassment, Nazi style and communist KGB style. They would come to our parking lot and take pictures of our children. Mother, that's just what KGB did to put pressure on the husbands. They would send pictures of their children and wives saying, hey, if you don't behave, we'll go after your family. So this time, it was our holiest day. It was Passover, Easter celebration. And then suddenly I look to my left and I see those people walking in like to a restaurant. Even during the time of the Middle Ages, the knights were required by law to leave their weapons outside of the synagogue, outside of the cathedral, a church. But those people had no problem to come in their uniforms, their guns, their handcuffs, tasers, just walk in like it's a restaurant. So the only thing I had in my heart, it was a story of Exodus, Passover. Get out. Let my people go so they can worship the living God. And I started, I think, really polite. I said, please get out. They would not budge. They would not move. So everything intensified. As they hesitated to get out from the private property. And by the way, they came to enforce a bylaw infraction for me not wearing a mask during my sermons, which is $100 ticket. And yet, at the same time, they broke two criminal laws, which is 5 years jail time.
What were those laws?
If interfering with the clergyman while he's conducting his duty in the capacity of a clergyman, that's 2 years, and then 5 years for interfering with the church service, with the gathering of people for the purpose of worship. That's a criminal offense, and 5 years total jail time. So in the name of the law, they're coming and they're breaking their own laws.
Right.
It's unbelievable, just like the KGB, just like the Nazis during the Second War and then after the occupation of Poland by the Soviets from 1945. In the name of their own laws, they were breaking all kinds of laws. Poland was a country with a constitution. We were protected. However, the Soviets did not respect it, our constitution. So constitution out of the way, out of the window, and they were implementing their own little laws according to the party lines. I see the same repetition right now. One law, the Constitution says one thing, but they're coming with another laws that are contrary to the Constitution. And it looks like people are buying it. They're not rising up. So I hope that this little video that went all around the world will inspire other clergymen, other business owners, restaurant owners, people. And I hope that they will say the same thing. Get out. This is not the time for a discussion anymore.
Right.
I've heard it all. You have been lying to me for 13 months. Now I don't want to hear a word. Get out of this place and come back with a warrant. Uphold the law.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it was a truly inspiring video. And I hope more clergymen do as you did and stand up for the rights of their parishioners to gather, especially on Easter. And I hadn't known that this had been going on since at least December for you or even longer. They'd been harassing you and it all built up to this. It makes sense why you were so angry. I would be that forceful, you know, myself as well. Let me ask you quickly before we go to break. What? Oh my gosh! And there are all the tickets that they've given you. Incredible. So what has happened since this video occurred? I guess about 2 weeks ago this happened, maybe even less. Has there been any backlash, or what happened after this video?
Well, I've got literally tens of thousands of emails, phone calls, people rising up around the world. And actually, I receive videos right now every day, people doing the same things, kicking them from coffee shops, kicking them from restaurants. And like I said, there is no time for a discussion anymore. Out, you Nazis. You're doing the Nazi work, communist work, out. So very encouraging, very humbling, amazing. And if it comes to authorities, we tried to get a comment from the mayor. No comments from the premier, and one little lame statement from the police department saying, oh, well, they were just doing their job, assisting the health inspectors. Since then, no phone call, no apology, no letter to me, nothing. It's like they're trying to pretend that nothing happened.
Oh, that's fantastic. And of course, they're gonna put out an announcement saying, hey, they're just doing their job. They're just following orders. Yeah, we've heard that one before, and we know how it ended up. Incredible stuff. We'll be back with Artur Pawlowski on the other side. I'm very excited to ask him some more questions about communism.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher. Put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back. It's the final segment of American Journal. My guest is Archer Pawlowski. He's the Canadian pastor. He was born in Poland. He, of course, went viral with this video where he's telling the so-called health inspectors and their jackbooted thugs that come along with them to get out of his church during Easter when they attempted to disrupt his sermon there. His website is streetchurch.ca, and his YouTube is Archer Pawlowski TV. And I've really been enjoying this conversation so far. You have such a wealth of knowledge and even firsthand experience, having been born in Poland under communism and had to flee that. And here you find yourself in Canada and sort of almost having deja vu, where you're experiencing the authorities act with the same reckless disregard of established law and willing to sort of bend the laws for themselves. But they rigidly enforce the laws on those who, you know, they wish to oppress. And I understand that you see parallels in that, and I want to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about you as a religious man and as a pastor and a leader of a church. I hope that maybe you can give some advice to me personally and other people in our InfoWars audience who feel the same way I do. I have to admit, I find it increasingly difficult to maintain the godly demands of turn the other cheek and don't be violent and don't, you know, wish ill upon your enemies. I admit, man, we're under such attack right now. My impulse is to fight back, but I understand, you know, through looking at history and the growth of Christianity from way back in the first century all the way up to the renaissance of Christianity following the fall of communism, I just hope you can help me understand, why is it so valuable to stand up in a peaceful way? And how do we stick to that commandment as Christians or as Jews or as anybody religious, those commandments that say don't do violence on your enemies? How do we stick to that and still be sure that, you know, we won't just be absolutely destroyed? Can you help me answer that?
Well, I think there is a huge confusion in the Christendom. Jesus never said that you are to be walked upon and you're not to protect your family. You know, for example, if I use this example, if someone breaks into my house and wants to rape my wife, I'm not going to pray and tell them, you know, have a safe sex. I mean, that's right. Ridiculous. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop the villain. Jesus never said when you're attacked, when your family, your wife is attacked, you are not to do anything. That's misunderstanding. Right. What Jesus said, in fact, turn the other cheek, is when you're being insulted. That's what people do not understand. When you're being struck in a face as a man, you're being insulted. That's the greatest insult. On the back, you're being struck with the back of your hand. That's, a man saying to another man, you know, you're not even worthy to be punched. You're not even worthy to be slapped like a woman. I'm just striking you like this because you're nothing to me. So that's what Jesus said. When this happens to you, the only thing that is hurting is your ego. Turn the other cheek. Because God gives grace to the humble, but he opposes the proud. If it comes to defending, to do what is right, Jesus says, if you do not know how to take care of your family, to support your family, you're worse than a Gentile. So we have to understand that there is a time. Oh, exactly. That's what the video is, the picture you're showing right now. There is a time to stand up. Solomon writes, he says, there is time for peace and there is a time for war. And I'm not advocating, you know, a physical resistance. I'm not talking about guns and swords and taking over the government. No, I'm talking about peaceful resistance. I'm talking no compliance. But however, when you're attacked, it's okay for a man to defend his wife and his children. So I wanted to clarify this. So what we need to do right now, we need to do what the Poles did in 1981, and I witnessed that with my own eyes. The government sent tanks, machine guns, and soldiers, police officers to beat people up. Tens of thousands of people were arrested. Some were shot. However, millions of Poles took it to the streets peacefully, and they won their rights. Because the moment we realize what kind of power we possess, power to come together, power to unite against tyranny, because that's what we're seeing right now, it's tyranny, dictatorship, evil, then the fight is over. People have enormous power, but they are not using that power. 50,000 communists were ruling over 36 million Poles. Wow. The moment the Poles had enough, they took it to the streets, and it was over for the communists. Poland got its freedom. The same thing needs to happen right now. We have to decide to put all of our differences aside and unite under the word freedom. Unite, you know, focus on what unites us, not what divides us. When that happens, the fight is over. Peaceful resistance, civil rights movement from Martin Luther King Jr., from Mahatma Gandhi. You just don't comply. Do not obey tyrannical laws. Just say, I will not cooperate with you. I will not work with you. Get out. What you're doing is actually breaking the law, and I will have nothing of it. Get out. That's what I said. And they left because they knew they were breaking the law. So that's my message behind the video. You have the power. Use your power. Use your laws. You got to know your laws in order to exercise your rights. Those officers were breaking the law. I showed it, that it's possible to stand up. It's possible to resist that evil. And they've left and they never came back. So that doesn't mean they will not try again. Maybe they will try different approach, different tactics. However, I will stand up again. And if enough people will do what I did, united, then this whole craziness would be over. Mm-hmm. And that's the message. It's okay to stand up for your rights. It's okay to say no to evil. And sometimes when you're attacked, you have to defend yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that response. I think that's very clarifying. And yeah, it really is striking how much it reminds me of Jesus driving the money changers from the temple, just saying, get out of here. You didn't flip any over any tables, but I guess that wasn't necessary. And, you know, I do think it is amazing I guess, somewhat troubling in a way that people in America just don't understand the threat that they're under. And I remember a conversation I had with a woman who grew up under communism. I don't think it was Poland. I think it was Czechoslovakia, or it was another Eastern European country under communism. And she was explaining to me, you know, she was saying, I love InfoWars because you guys recognize the threat. And she started weeping and saying, you know, these people don't understand the threat that they're under, and that they have to fight back and they have to stand up for freedom. So just if you can help, you know, people out there to understand, you know, and you've already done it, you know, fairly extensively in this interview, but just really, you know, drill down. What is it that, what is the threat that's being posed to us right now? And what is it that people out there don't see when they just go, oh, well, you got to shut down your church. Well, you got to wear a mask. Well, you just can't go to school. And they just sort of shrug and say, eh, too bad. You know, what are they, what is the threat that they're not seeing?
Well, first of all, the problem is that they don't know the history. History is teaching us, it's teaching us what the people are going to do unless people will stand up against that. So history is teaching us in late 1920s that Adolf Hitler did not come to power overnight. It took him over 10 years. And then we know how that ended. Stalin and his minions didn't come to power overnight. It took a while. It took years. A process starts with this, as you see in a video of reporters being arrested, of manipulating and controlling the news, the narrative. Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, said, you know, just keep the lie big and eventually people will believe in it. Propaganda, propaganda. What it matters is just propaganda. So they understand that if you keep repeating the lie, then eventually people will believe it. That's why it's so important that you guys are there. InfoWars, telling people the other side of the story, telling people about what's really going on. Rebel News right now, a reporter's being arrested. I mean, that's exactly what the Nazis did. That's exactly what the communists did. So we are repeating history. People don't know what's going on because they do not know history. So I want to encourage you, look into the past generations, because the grandparents and great-grandparents did the same mistakes. Let's not repeat the same mistakes. Let's learn from history. Those people will never stop. And this is what I have been saying for the past year. Evil never stops. Evil needs to be stopped. We have to rise up. We have to say, that's it. Stop. Not an inch. You cannot cross this line. I'm not going to allow you. We have to recognize that there are very evil forces, evil people out there that hate you and want to destroy your way of life. And it's really up to you and your friends and the pastors and the politicians that are good on our side of the fence. It's up to us to say, no, we will fight. We will defend our rights. We will defend our families, our children, our way of lives. And if you don't like it, go back to China. Go back to Saudi Arabia. Go back where you came from. If you don't appreciate our democracy, if you don't appreciate our way of life, then what are you doing here? And that's my message to the immigrants that are coming here. If you don't like America, get out. If you don't like Canada, get out. I am an immigrant. I emigrated here. Why? Because I loved democracy. I loved the country that I could be free, that I could pursue my goals and work hard and achieve something. Those globalist devils, they want to steal that from you and they want to enslave you. So you got to rise up and fight.
That's amazing. Truly inspiring, truly incredible. Streetchurch.ca, ArthurPawlowski.tv. Thank you so much for being with us, sir. Truly inspiring stuff.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April. and our borders collapsing and world governments being announced and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which the 360 wins. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.